Trump warns Arizona, Biden and the left will terminate your Second Amendment. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 28, 2020. During a Wednesday rally in Goodyear, Arizona, President Trump warned that gun control plans put forward by Joe Biden and the left would terminate Arizona's gun-friendly culture. Senator Martha McSally, R. Oz, came on stage about midway through the rally to remind Arizonans that her Democrat challenger, Mark Kelly, is full-on for gun control. She warned that Kelly would be Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Joe Biden's 51st Senate vote, enabling the radical left to secure gun control that would cripple the gun-friendly culture in Arizona. Trump echoed McSally's warning for Arizonans, saying, "You can think of a lot of things, but think about your Second Amendment." He referenced the left, all of them saying they want to terminate your Second Amendment. Here are just a few of the provisions contained within Biden's gun control proposals. A provision that could require every AR-15 rifle to be registered under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Unless there was some form of carve-out, this could mandate that American gun owners pay a $200 federal tax per AR-15 that they own. The National Rifle Association's Andrew Arulanandam told Breitbart News that the current low-end estimate of privately owned AR-15s in the United States is 18 million. A tax of $200 on 18 million AR-15s means that gun owners could potentially be required to pay a collective $3.6 billion in taxes if this policy were enacted into legislation. A provision that could require Americans to sell back their so-called high-capacity magazines to the government or be registered under the National Firearms Act of 1934, NFA. The latter, unless there was some form of carve-out, could mandate that American gun owners pay a $200 federal tax for every high-capacity magazine they currently own. A provision that could ban online sales of ammunition, guns, and gun parts. A pledge to revive the Social Security gun ban, which targeted benefit recipients who needed help managing their finances. The ban was adopted during the last full month of the Obama presidency and repealed during the first full month of the Trump presidency. A provision that would limit Americans a one gun a month purchase maximum. The Biden campaign website says, Biden supports legislation restricting the number of firearms an individual may purchase per month to one. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.